I'm better about it now, but I used to be incredibly bad at acquiring more plants. And by bad at it, I mean really good at it, to the point that, yes, it was a problem. So I got really creative as to how to fit more plants in my space.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to give everyone my horrible, awful, evil advice on how to fit more plants into your space. Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Christine.
And today, you already know what we're talking about. The evil, evil deed of...
Yeah, we talk so much about how to say goodbye to plants, and now we're saying, here's how to get more in.
We should have started with this. Oh, well. Hey, it's all a part of plant parenthood. You go through cycles. You initially start off with, oh my God, I need every plant that walks.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh no, that was too many. And then you have to scale it back. And then you're like, well, I want more plants now. And then you'd go the opposite way. And then you're like, oh,
I personally haven't brought any plants in that walk. So, I don't know.
You know what I meant.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
That was funny.
As I had 12 different varieties of pothos at one point in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's basically walking, right? Yeah. When they grow that fast. Okay, so.
How to shove more shit in.
Well, first, if you're growing plants and you have not invested in grow lights and et cetera, you have your windows. Mm-hmm. That's where you're growing plants. Well, at least you should be. That is where your plants will grow best, is in front of windows.
I was about to be like, listen.
Hold on. Don't put them in corners. Don't put them off to the side of the window. So, okay, when I started off, I had a cat that I didn't know how he would react to having plants. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if he would try and like eat them all. And if I needed to have cat-safe plants, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So I gradually introduced them, and then I learned he only eats the ones that look like grass.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we're cleared to have stuff like philodendrons, alocasia. But the first thing, in the apartment that I was living in with Brandon, we had a 8-foot-long, 4-foot-tall, west-facing mm-hmm. window. And then also a smaller kitchen window facing the same direction. Well, and I guess 2-bedroom windows and a bathroom window, but those didn't get as much light. So I had him put screws into it wasn't the frame, it wasn't the trim, but it was above the window. And I had macrame that I made mm-hmm. that I would hang on those little screws. And so I had all my plants hanging in the window. And I had them like kind of modestly spaced, like a 1.5 feet between each mm-hmm. plant or something like that. But I think I had eight of them up. That was how I first started off. And then I was like, I want more plants. And then a friend of mine, I borrowed her aquarium stand for 2 years. And that fit perfectly underneath the window. And so I would put plants on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I acquired plant stands so that I could put plants on either side of the aquarium stand. Because it was a wide window.
Yeah.
And then at some point I was like, I want more hanging plants. Let's do this. And we went and got a pipe from the hardware store. We painted it black and Brandon screwed it into the ceiling. Because, you know, some people will hang their plants on their curtain rod.
Mm-hmm.
Curtain rods are not very sturdy. They're not going to hold up to a lot of weight, especially if you have a bunch of plants on there and they're all freshly watered. That's going to be a recipe for disaster. So we got the metal pipe. Each of the little, I think there were three, we had three, the little fittings that you screw into the wall had 4 holes and he used the drywall anchors. So I could put whatever plants on there I wanted. And since it was a pipe, I had little S-hooks and I would be able to put my macrame side by side by side by side by side. And I did. I have a really cool picture of what this looked like.
Yeah.
Because it was like a double curtain of plants because I had all the plants in the window already. And that was mostly my string of plants at mm-hmm. the time. And then the secondary row of plants in macrame were like my tropicals, pothos, scindapsis, other viney things. And then in addition to that, I had plants on the aquarium stand. And then I had plants off to the side of that on little plant stands. And I was just filling up the whole entire window. I did try to leave the window sill?
Mm-hmm.
Leave the sill alone for the cat so that he could jump up there and look out the window. So that was my only like restriction.
Sure.
And then I also had a shear curtain
because mm-hmm.
we lived on a road that faced a bunch of people who would walk by. So the shear curtain, it didn't block the string ofs, but it went around them. And so that made sure that those guys got the most light. And then everybody else had the shear curtain. It worked out really well.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, I wanted more plants. What did I do? Got into grow lights.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I do? I found a cabinet dumpster diving.
Mm-hmm.
It was an entertainment center. I took out the shelves on the inside. It has 2 glass doors. Glass doors? They're wood doors with glass windows.
Sure.
So those open. Inside, I have Barina T5s. I think I have 8 of them in there now. And it's a 2.5 foot tall cabinet by almost 4 feet wide. Not quite. It's like 3.5 feet wide because I can't put 4 foot Barinas in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, I shoved that full of plants.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I had like all my propagations and my little guys in there. And then, of course, they would get too big and outgrow it real quick. But on top of the stand, I had a Soltec light mounted so that he would shine down on top of the cabinet and I could put plants on the cabinet in a circle. And then in a different room, I had more Soltecs, so more plants underneath them. I also got some of the modern sprout grow frames, which are just little square boxes that kind of look like little shadow boxes, but they mount on the wall. And then they have a grow light attached to it. So you can just hang them up anywhere, plug them in, turn them on. You have a little stand with your a little shelf for your plant with the grow light built in. And that was how I maximized my space at the apartment. I'm trying to think if I had any other plants in there. I mean, I had the plants in the window, in the kitchen window, in the bathroom window, but that was just like what could fit in the sill and that was it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, at one point I had Brandon make me a little shelf for the kitchen window that divided the window in half the horizontally. So I had the plants sitting in the sill and then I could have plants sitting on the shelf.
Right.
So instead of having just one shelf, I had two. It was great. If you're going to do something like that, make sure you have the shelf far enough down that they can still get direct sun. Because if you have it too far up to the top of the window, you are actually cutting off their sunlight.
Right, right.
But you don't want to have it down too low because then you cut off the sunlight for the ones who sit on the sill.
Yeah, and that's a big one because I was just going to say in general, going vertical is a good way to make more space for plants.
Yep.
But
you got to make sure they get light.
Vertical asterisks. Yeah. Make sure they're still seeing the sky.
Yeah.
And a decent amount of it too.
And it was revolutionary for me to have both the aquarium stand and the macrame in that southwest facing window because I could maximize that vertical space really effectively.
Yeah.
Because I had the bar and I could move the macrame anywhere I wanted. Mm-hmm. On that bar. And oh, did I. So I was in the apartment where I first got addicted to plants. Now I live in a house. Mm-hmm. Man, it was probably like one and a half years of getting everything settled before I kind of figured out what goes on in this house. Mm-hmm. As far as light. It's like, I thought I knew moving into the house. Turns out I did not. Mm-hmm. Like getting to know like the bay window, it's northwest facing, which really means, and there's two trees in front of it, so like unless it's winter, there's really no light in that window,
right?
Even though it's a really nice big bay window,
right?
Which was actually really disappointing,
right?
But I had Brandon put in two south facing windows, so this is more extreme, especially if you have somebody who knows how to install windows. Mm-hmm. In your house, but I did have Brandon put in two windows for me because that's what he does. He's a framer. I love them so much. It's such a game changer to have big south windows.
Right.
I wish I had more, but I could only talk him into those two. But then I did talk him into an east facing window. So I'm spoiled. I'm so spoiled. I don't have a two-story window anywhere, but I am spoiled.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I just maximizing grow lights in the house. It's just kind of like adding on to what I already had. So like, mm-hmm. I still have the cabinet. Still have the grow frames. I got more Soltec aspect lights. Mm-hmm. I don't have it set up this way anymore, but I did have like three or four in a corner.
Sure.
All like tucked in close enough that they were overlapping light enough so that I had even lighting throughout that whole space. But it turns out it wasn't very effective for how many plants I could fit in there. Mm-hmm. So currently each Soltec now is over one or two plants. Mm-hmm. And when I say two plants, it's just because they're two small ficus. But otherwise, it's one plant over a ficus times three. And two other corners have two plants hiding under there because they're skinny enough. But then I got the track lights.
The Highlands.
The Highland track lights from Soltec, which I put in my stairwell because had a friend of a friend come over for some alterations. And he was like, wow, it'd be amazing if you had a catscape in this stairwell. I was like, shit, you're onto something. And I was like, but if we put a catscape there, you know what we could also put in here? Plants.
Right.
With grow lights. And so I have no self-control when it comes to plant lights on sale for Black Friday. So I bought them for 40% off. And we put them in the stairwell in that, like, you know how stairwells have like a big open mm-hmm. space. So there's a catscape up there for the cats to play on, which they don't. That's annoying. They're not young enough to want to play up there.
Sure.
They'll go up there if they're treats though. And then there's four lights, so four plants, and I have them sitting in Wally Grows. Mm-hmm. So the Wally Grows are those wall pot planters made from recycled milk jugs that come in different colors. And they come with a little thing you can mount on the wall. And then the planter just hooks onto that little piece that you screwed into the wall. And you can just, you can either directly pot plants in there. But what I do is I put the plant in it mm-hmm. so that I can go water it easier. Mm-hmm. I have planted them directly into the Wally Grows. My plants just get too big too fast to do that.
Sure.
So I like to be able to switch them out more efficiently. And that's just leaving them in their pot and setting them in the Wally Grow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I even found a spot to throw more plants in my stairwell. And then let's see, I have a skylight in one of the bathrooms. So I have one Wally Grow in the skylight with a Manjula pothos, mm-hmm. who is incredibly long. Mm-hmm. The skylight gets great light at the skylight.
Sure.
So we're, let's see, picture a bathroom with a regular ceiling, and then above the ceiling is the cutout where the skylight is, and that's up at the, it's at the slanty part of the roof. So there's probably like a 2 to 3 foot space in a rectangle where the skylight is. And so on one of the bottoms of the wall is where I have the Wally Grow with the pothos hanging. Mm-hmm. And when I measure it, when it's not getting direct sun, it's like 800 foot candles. It's like that all day. Wow. And then it will get some direct sun. And so, you know, that's just like crazy bright.
Blasted. Yeah.
He grows really well there. And I did, partially to experiment and partially because I did measure and see where the light was, I did put a pothos on the counter underneath the skylight. So I told you where my skylight is. Now just picture the bathroom sink counter. On one, the corner closer to the skylight is where I have a pothos. Mm-hmm. And it's growing up the mirror, and then it grew up the wall, and now it's growing across the ceiling and into the skylight. And at first, before he started growing, it was getting like 150 to 200 foot candles on the counter, but not like all day long. Mm-hmm. So it was getting some light, but not a lot. And like pothos, they can grow in 100 to 150 to 200 foot candles. Mm-hmm. They've adapted. They can do it. I didn't get like teeny tiny leaves. And then it was interesting, once the plant started climbing, I did get bigger leaves. However, watching the sun come through that skylight, the leaves closer to the like the ceiling meeting the wall, mm-hmm. they don't ever get any direct sun, but I'm still getting big, big leaves. So the plant is getting enough light that it's able to make big leaves, but those leaves themselves aren't big.
Right.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. When you think about that.
Yeah.
And then the plant grew across the ceiling and up into the skylight. And I'm doing this all with the command hooks made for Christmas lights.
Oh, sure.
So they're clear. They have like a clip that's meant to go around lights. So it gives room for the vine, which yep. is really nice. And then it does attach itself to the wall on its own accord when it feels like it. He's growing in there really well, especially for, you know, the little light he initially got. He did pretty well. And then, yeah, beyond that, no, everything else just lives in a window. And, oh, Christine's pointing to my grow tent. I put a 4x8 grow tent in the basement because I needed to have room to grow 18 elbows. I propagated them and I was like, I'm gonna grow these out before selling them. I need a place to grow them. So I talked Brandon into letting me get one.
And here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Turns out you can buy
a grow tent that's connected into the heating duct over here.
Well, now it is. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. The tent I got at Target.com of all places.
Nice.
It's like $150.
Not horrible.
Not bad. I already had the grow lights to go in there and I picked up another one from Christine. Currently, I also have a rack in there mm-hmm. with LED shop lights from Menards that were $13.
Right.
So I have two of those per shelf, and I think I have 3 shelves currently. So that's a inexpensive. Okay, if the shelf was $80, that's not inexpensive. But like for grow lights, they were originally meant to start seeds. They were not meant to grow my house plants, but I kind of just have a problem.
Yeah.
So, and then my friend Jen's husband came over and did some ducting. I don't know what you call it. So now I have a heating vent that goes from the furnace into my tent and keeps it slightly warmer, but it's not consistent all day. But, it fluctuates, so I'm fine with that. Because I am in the basement, and it is a little cold down here. There is insulation on the walls, but it's not sheetrocked. So.
Right.
The tent, it sits on concrete, which was too cold, so I put carpet underneath it and carpet remnants. And that's it. That's all it's got. And then I do have a couple other random grow lights I'm not currently using. Like, I have a couple grow bars and a couple of the, little spotlight disc things.
Oh, sure.
I just didn't have anybody I wanted to put under those. So yeah. That is what I currently have in my house. I did get creative. I find I'm most creative when trying to fit plants in when I'm faced with specific parameters and limited spots. And then I can mm-hmm. we could put plants vertically here in a shelf situation or whatever. And then if you have deep windows. Like, you could get various shelves in there. It was, the shelf Brandon made for the window is just, it wasn't a 2x4. It wasn't that big, but it was, it was, 1x3 or something. Mm-hmm. Just cut it to the size of the window and then made 2 little blocks for it to sit on. So each of the blocks that go into the window frame are just screwed into the frame of the window, and then the board sits on top, and that's screwed right into the 2 blocks there. So, really easy, mm-hmm. easy shelf. And, depending on the size of your windows, you can absolutely rig up a way to fit more in there, whether it's macrame or shelves. I guess it depends on what you have for plants, too.
Right.
Because if you have big, tall boys, multiple shelves aren't really going to do you any good. For my patio door, I did make really, really, really long macrames so that they could sit further down in the patio door window so that they would have more room to grow upwards. Sure. So honestly, it doesn't feel like a macrame. It feels like a swing for a plant. But when I was using those with plants, I had plants sitting on the floor, and then I had the macrame with plants in them sitting just above them.
Right.
Crazy. I'm not using those, but I still have those.
Right.
They're like four to 5 foot long macrames.
Crazy.
It's an 11 foot ceiling in there.
Yeah.
What about you? How have you fit more plants in?
Well, I'm pretty fortunate in that my windows, they're not like super deep silled, but they're like 6 to 8 inches deep.
That's, yeah, normal for new builds.
Yeah, so it's easy enough to just quite literally have plants in the windows.
I'm so jealous of that because our house was framed with like the 2x4s, and that's all we got.
Right.
At best.
So it's real easy for me to have a basic like 2-layer setup in all my
windows.
When
you say 2-layer.
And so I have my first layer of plants that are on the window ledge, and then like a plant stand behind it or some sort of stand behind. So I can do two levels deep that way.
Nice, nice.
Without sacrificing a whole lot of light for that second row because they're still basically at the window that way.
I want to elaborate on that because when I was talking about me having the aquarium stand with the plant stands, it was what you had going on there too, where I was able to have like 2 to 3 rows of plants based on their size.
Right.
Going back from the window, so you can always double up on how many layers you have in your window. Just be sure you don't go past 3 feet from the glass. The light will just drop off way too much.
Yep, and I would say at my max in one of my windows, I did I had an old TV stand that I threw in a window, so I had windowsill and then this like 12 to 14 inch TV stand, and I could fit like up to 20 plants in there.
Nice.
Because if you start, you know, you gotta play the rearrangement game a little bit, so like the taller stuff can go a little further back because it's gonna get more sun that way, and then so you do your shorter guys right there in the window.
Yeah, you don't want to block anyone's light.
So with finagling and stuff, and then I did a little bit of layers like that way too, where if it was a shorter guy, but I had space to go higher, I would like flip a pot over and put him on top of that. And I think I have a picture somewhere of that setup I could share too. So you can really finagle squeezing a lot of plants in a small area.
Speaking of that, I have also put plant pots in other plant pots. Like if I have a 12 inch pot and I have like a 4 inch or a 6 inch plant, I can set that on top of the soil of the bigger plant. Depending on where the foliage is.
So you're kind of like
playing. Like, let's say I have a tree.
Sure, sure.
I can stack my plant on top of my other plants in the soil.
Yeah. I haven't done that just because my cats get a little too nosy sometimes. I'd be worried of them knocking shit over in that situation. Unless it's, like, really sitting.
Yeah, yeah. I have done that when, like, I'm desperate for space. Mm-hmm. Or I'm like, I have nowhere to put this. It has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not something I regularly do.
So I try to save some windowsills for cats. Because cats are cats. They have gotten a little more asshole-y over the years, and they at this point don't care if there's a plant or not in the sill. They will go into it. They at least give this courtesy of trying not to tip it over, but they still do. So that's my basic window setup. Obviously, I've got a couple windows with curtain rods that I really only have one hanging plant right now, and that's my outer variegated polyneura, so it's not competing with anybody really. As far as gaining more space outside of that, I have 2 grow shelves. So I started with my IKEA one, which is not an IKEA cabinet. What I did was
isn't it the metal and glass bookshelf?
The metal and glass bookshelf that I was using for like makeup and stuff, and I went crazy and was like, I'm not doing makeup anymore, I'm gonna do plants instead. So I took all of the glass shelves out of that. I still have all of them. Took all the glass shelves off. I went to Menards and bought they're like really cheap coat or closet shelves, the like wire rack ones. And I bought a pair of cutters, and so like I cut that down to fit the shelf so that there was airflow throwing through the whole thing.
Nice.
And so the glass wasn't, because I was originally put plants just on the glass, but then obviously water would sit and get gross and the airflow was bad. So I wanted airflow through the whole thing.
Where is that shelf now? Because I don't think you have
it. It's in my bedroom.
Is that where your plants are? Or do you have plants in it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't go in your bedroom, so.
Yeah, that's fair. I started with that shelf, put those wire racks in. Bought the small little like 12 by 12 panels from Amazon that are like $20 each. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 levels.
What Amazon panels were you buying?
They're these little, they're basically just super thin pieces of metal with diodes on it.
And where are those going?
So they come with little command hooks, like command stickies. Mm-hmm. So on the parts of the shelf where it's a solid, like at the top, that I just stuck. And they've actually been holding on really well. And then on the wire sides, I took zip ties and just zipped it on. So it's staying flush against the shelf. I don't have to worry about it hanging down. And also I gain more space that way vertically.
So you have, you just, this is you adding more
this
shelves?
Is me adding lights to this IKEA shelf. This is my version of a quote unquote IKEA cabinet, if you will.
Yeah. The metal sheets were to attach the lights to?
They're the light. So like, it's like,
oh,
it's just like metal. It's like the super thin piece of metal.
Missed the light. Yeah. I heard diodes.
That is the light. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, why are you putting sheets of metal in?
You can, so you get it. It's two pieces and you can either pin them together to make a square or you can pin them together to make
a long rectangle.
And so I pinned them together to make like a 12 by 12 square and then put them on the underside of the shelves so that they would light down on the shelf below them.
Yeah.
And then as far as coverage, I found like a replacement greenhouse.
It's just the clear plastic.
Yeah.
With a zipper.
Yeah. It doesn't 100% fit over the thing, which is fine. There's maybe like 8 inches that's open at the bottom, but you know, airflow. So who cares? So that was my first hack of IKEA plant cabinet.
Yeah. That's having great. A cabinet without having to spend $200 on a metal cabinet with crappy airflow.
I mean, the shelf from IKEA is like $100, but
you already had it.
I already had it, so I didn't consider it. So I maybe put another $60 into it.
Yeah.
And called it a day.
And that works space wise. It's not like restricting. You have plenty of room.
Yeah, it's not.
That's the one thing about the IKEA cabinets is there's not enough room.
Oh, yeah. As far as getting plants in it.
Well, and like, they're so narrow.
Yeah, that is true.
That's what I like about
mine. Yeah, so these are, I think,
mine.
16 inches deep. I think it's 16 by 16. I can't remember. As far as each individual shelf, I'll have to go measure. But then that inspired me to build my like Baker Rack one, which is the same exact shelf essentially you have in your greenhouse.
Just the metal shelf with except like 4 or 3 layers.
I think I got it at Home Depot. It was on like a Black Friday sale for like $80. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes with I think it's enough to do 5 shelves. I'm definitely not using all of them. I'm only using 2. Sorry, I've got 3 levels to it, so 3 shelves. And that's 2 by 4. So 2 deep by 4 wide. I lied. 16 deep by 4 wide. And that I actually was able to find by 72 tall. I started by getting a gray cover for it. I found like, ended up searching like food shelf covers. So it's like something that would go in like a restaurant kitchen to like cover up a shelf full of food.
Yep.
It's gray on 3 sides and clear on the 1. And I found that was really restrictive on airflow because it's a real thick like canvas material. So that I noticed that's why our humidity would stay really high going that route. Plus there was no way to like really vent because there was only the front side. So I instead found a completely clear plastic one that has vents. It has doors on both sides so I can vent back and front if needed. Plus I can like, it's got like a zipper set up so I can open from the top. I can open just the sides. I can open the whole thing up. I can take the full doors off if I want to.
Nice.
Really great for watering day. I just open the whole thing up and just start pulling shit out. So that is really nice. And then as far as lights go, I sent you a link to them. I don't remember the
app. Monios.
Yeah, Monios on
They look like
Amazon.
Brinatiates.
They look like Brinatiates. They are expensive. They were an investment. It was like 150, 130 for 8.
So it's
really
shelf.
Not horrible.
But when you think about my shelf, it was $13 times 6.
Right. but the nice thing about these is that they interlink. They daisy chain.
Yeah,
so
mine are all plugged in
so
individually.
It's all one circuit.
Wait, all 6 of mine are plugged in. I think I have 8 total. Well, 6 of them are plugged in together.
Oh, like you can plug them into each other?
Yeah, but I have 2 different kinds, so gotcha. 2 of them can't. Gotcha. The rest of them can.
So that's the lighting setup. And then, yeah, from there, I've got just under 2 feet of height to them on each shelf for growing.
Because you had to take one shelf out because you were getting some tall plants you wanted to make room for, right?
I just from the get-go didn't do that. What I want to do is if I were to build another one is only have one shelf.
So you have 2
sections.
So I have
2 large shelves. And then from there I went, you gave me this idea. I think it's IKEA, the like little shelves you can get for cupboards.
Yeah, for your plates.
And that worked great. Yeah, because they're like maybe cups. 5 or 6 inches tall. And you can stack them on top of each other if you want. You can make like a little like ladder or like a little stairs.
The purpose of that is just to boost your plants up closer to the light so they get more light.
Yeah, so I usually will put my itty bitty babies that are like real small. They'll go up on the shelf to get closer to the light while the taller guys are just sitting on the shelf, the racks themselves.
I have a different version of that I use. It's just wood blocks.
Oh, sure.
that Brandon cut that I have.
Yeah.
Not as cute, but free.
Yeah. Ikea like ones. I mean, the Ikea ones were pretty cheap too, I think. And I was already going to be there for some reason.
No, I bought them for you.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I don't remember. I was going to Ikea.
I never did get more of them, but it's all good.
You don't have any plants in there, I know.
I don't. Pretty empty. But that's another one, again, where when you, it's really, even though it seems small, that 16 by 4, like if you think of one shelf that's 16 by 4, you can fit a lot of shit in there if you just, again, are placing them in specific ways mm-hmm. and thinking of your vertical and stuff. And this one's lower light, so it can kind of live yep. underneath this plant versus, you know.
It's a nice, fun game of Tetris.
Yeah, I think easily. I mean, I know I had over 60 Hoyas in one shelf before.
Dang.
Or on one shelf before.
I feel like, you know, if you want the IKEA cabinet, but you're an enthusiast who grows well, like, this is the better
way
to do it.
You kind of
want
to break it, yeah.
Because, like, your shelf, you can, when you're done with plants, you can use that shelf in your home yeah. however you want. You can put it in the pantry, you can put it in the basement, you can put it in the garage.
Yeah.
The plastic cover, I'm sure, is not terribly expensive, but again, it fits the shelf, you can use it. Like, the IKEA cabinets, they're cute, but they are very size restrictive, and yep. they're very heavy. Yep. And then you have all that glass you have to worry about not breaking, so, like...
Well, and they're very, like you just said, one function. You're going to go through all of that trouble of weather stripping and... adding in, you know, if you add in like a moss wall, like adding all that crap in, and it's not easy to take that all out if you ever decide to just make it a cabinet again, you know?
That's true, yeah. And like, it's just kind of a easier one shot with how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're maximizing your room better.
Yeah.
Because the IKEA cabinets, they're not deep, and their shelves are not, like, I would say they would be great for Hoya, because the Hoya can be closer to the light, but, like, yeah. if you try growing anything bigger than a 4-inch pot of philodendron, like, you're out of room already.
Right.
If you're trying to grow any kind of tall alocasia, if that thing is happy, it's going to grow too fast, and it's going to outgrow
right.
your IKEA cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I suppose you could do, like, an IKEA cabinet with, depending on which size you have, like, one total.
Mm-hmm.
shelf or no shelves at all and just have the plants sit on the bottom of the cabinet and grow up. But again, it's not very deep.
Right.
And you're just really limiting what you're able to put in there. So as cute as they are.
I mean, yeah, when it's all said and done, those like barbacores or whatever.
Fabricore.
Maybe 10 plants. Maybe.
Depends on how big they are and depends on how well you grow.
Right.
I like them for Hoyas that you want to let grow wild, but not Hoyas you can trellis. There's no room
right.
for it.
No.
I do like having the tent, because it's like what you were describing,
if
but
I had
on
a basement,
larger
tent would be next
size
goal. Just to help with the bounce of light.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of logistics in with the yeah. tent that I'm like, if I had known this before, would I have still gone through with it? Debatable.
I know I'm losing a lot of light with the clear plastic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just bleeding straight out.
Do you want to take some of those reflective things right there?
No.
I have
just because of aesthetics. that's part yeah. of it. Like if I, like I said, if I had a basement, I would 100% get
a tent.
I would even, depending on the size of the basement, like a 10x10 would be sick.
We had a friend who had a 10x10. It was crazy.
It's sick. I'm kind of like, because this cabinet, the bigger shelf is in my dining room. So I like, it's definitely also like a display piece at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a level of aesthetic that I'm trying to like.
Maintain. Do you people over?
Very rarely.
So it doesn't matter.
It's more when my landlord comes over, okay? And then he goes, you have a lot of plants. And I go, yes.
What a lovely conversation.
He never says, you can't have this many plants. He just goes, you have a lot of plants.
Yeah. It's funny when the people who we're about to get off topic a little bit, but like we've been staying on topic today really well. This yeah. is weird for us. The people who say you have a lot of plants, like they're not saying it maliciously, but at the same time, it feels
there's a little bit of judgment there.
Because it's almost like I can just picture my dad saying it and like saying it in like a little bit of a bad way, but like it's not his problem. Yeah. It doesn't affect him.
The last time
and I'm just using my dad as an example. I don't think he cares.
Well, I was going to say, talking about dads, last time my dad was over, he saw that shelf and he was like, this is a good way to do it. Because he's always been like worried that... like, I was just letting, like, mold grow in the house with humidity. And he's like, this is a good way to do it.
Thanks, Steve.
So, yeah. I was like, everything's contained.
Yeah, it's funny. My dad's a farmer. Mm-hmm. He grows crops. Mm-hmm. And I am a farmer in my own way. I did not want to grow crops. But here I am gardening and growing houseplants
right.
with a houseplant podcast.
Right.
So I did get a little bit of it.
Yeah. I guess I should... The very first iteration of my... IKEA cabinet hack was I bought a like ladder style bookcase
oh,
that
yeah.
I put like those goosenecks from Amazon on it. That didn't go well. That didn't last long at all. That now has books on it and not plants.
Books, nice. Hey, you repurposed it.
Yeah. I have put some shelves up, like actual just shelves on my walls for where, like, because my townhouse is like just slightly at a south angle. It's like west facing, but just slightly turned so that like my master bedroom gets really nice light, like on the wall there in the afternoon. So I put a couple shelves in. I haven't put anything on there in a very long time. The cats like to lay there now in the sun time.
Of course they do.
Yeah. As far as grow lights, right now the only ones outside of my cabinets are my Vitas, Soltec Vitas, that I have in a three-headed lamp, which works great. The problem is right now those plants are outgrowing that spot.
Again!
I know.
You're going to have to find them a different home and restock their spots.
The other thought is to reutilize that three-headed lamp elsewhere. Like have it just be a lamp, maybe.
And where are the Vitas going?
And put the Vitas in pendants. Kind of like what you have yours in.
Yep, yep.
And then I can have a little more control there.
Put them elsewhere.
Yeah.
That works. You just reminded me of something I did before, but I don't do anymore. Under cabinet lighting.
Oh, sure.
So depending on your cabinets, if you already have lights or not, you can also add in grow lights under the cabinets and then put plants on your kitchen counters.
Yeah.
I have definitely done this multiple times. I've used both Barinas and then like the Modern Sprout Grow Bar. Downside, you lose counter space and you get to put plants on it. But, you know, the upside is you're elevating the look of your kitchen by having a green space with lights on underneath it.
Yeah.
I painted my cabinets and I painted the underside. And so now I can't stick really anything stick to them because it. I got semi-gloss.
Sure.
So it's anything I stick onto it, like I do have some like 3M like airline grade adhesive sticky dots, and I know they could stick, but I know if I pull them off, the paint's probably going to come off with them.
It's on the underside.
I put too much time in stupid cabinets. I'm not mad at the cabinets, it's the walls. I didn't prime them gray, so I had to paint it like nine times. I just, after I put in all that work, I do not want to mess up my paint.
That's fair.
But when I had unpainted cabinets, you bet your balls I did.
Funny.
Yeah. And I also, in my kitchen in the 80s, they put a weird little, like, it's in the corner. It's a raised counter.
Oh,
it's like up 4 inches from the regular counter. And it's at an angle. So it's a triangle.
Uh-huh.
And I can imagine it's for, you know, decorative something. But I'm like, I want to put my stand mixer there.
Yeah.
I can't fit my stand mixer in there. If I get new cabinet or if I get new countertops, that is going away and it's never coming back. Like that is essentially unusable counter space, because why do I want to put decorations in my kitchen? I have and I do, don't worry. But like I would rather put my stand mixer there and use that space for that reason. So but I did put grow lights up there too. Turns out they were just a little too close to the plants.
Sure.
But like in theory it worked.
Yeah.
With the right small plants, I could have made it work. Probably could have done some nice Hoyas there, but yeah. Always think about going vertical, adding in more vertical space wherever you can. Just kind of get creative about how you have to put plants in. The pendant lights are great for putting plants in corners or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the strip lights are good if you want to do anything on like a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember with grow lights, if you're going to put grow lights in, you should be measuring them with a light meter to see how strong they are, because you don't know. As a human being with eyeballs, you do not know how bright that light is for your plant. So you need the light meter to tell you how bright it is, which will then help you figure out how long to leave it on for and how like close the plant needs to be to get enough light. So a light meter takes all the guesswork out and gives you straight answers, which we love.
Have you had to turn all of your timers for daylight savings?
You know, it was funny. They were on an extra hour long last night and I was like, oh, the lights are still on. And I was like, oh, I know why. Have I moved them back? No.
Oh, I did.
We'll see if I like them or not.
Especially because of the one that's in my bedroom when it's like 11 o'clock at night and I'm trying to go to bed and the light's still on. I'm like, all right. What I do is I'm just like, I know I want you off now.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I measure it.
Yeah. No, I haven't changed them yet. It hasn't been a big problem yet, but the three digital one that had three digital timers, they all fix themselves.
That's true. The nice thing about the kitchen one is I swear the cats use that as their indication that it's breakfast time. So it's been really nice to not change that one because they're not as like...
They don't bug you as really?
Because Roscoe basically sits at the bottom of the stairs and just screams at me when he's time for breakfast. So
yeah, the daylight savings time always fucks up the cats because they get their food either
earlier
or later.
Late.
Yeah. They don't mind it when it's earlier.
Yeah.
When it's later, like, it takes them a whole week to, like, stop yelling at us. Like, buddy, it's 8 o'clock. You don't get your food yet, even though you think you do. Ugh.
Okay, what other tips and tricks for adding more plants? Ooh, like the cabinet. The cabinet slash the shelf option is good for, like, if you have a bookshelf you're not using, mm-hmm. or some kind of shelf you're not using, mm-hmm. or if you want to get a shelf to use, or if you want to go dumpster diving and find something.
Yeah. I would caution at just being a little mindful of, like, just grabbing any wood shelf off, you know?
You know, it depends. They say this.
Yeah.
Have I had any problems with my wood entertainment
center? Do you let water
center?
Just drain out, though?
No. There's no water in it.
Right.
Everything's in a saucer, so
exactly.
I'm not letting stuff sit on water.
And that's
pretty,
what I was...
it evaporates pretty well.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as keeping humidity in,
oh, sure.
It is not sealed.
Yeah.
I did put weather stripping around the doors, but it also helps them slam quieter.
Sure.
Instead of rattling the glass. But because it's an entertainment center, on the back side of this box, there are two strips cut for any cords to go through.
Okay.
So I never sealed those up because I wanted some kind of airflow.
Sure.
And it was never, like, a deal breaker for me. If I have the whole cabinet full with plants that have been freshly watered, it maintains pretty great humidity.
Cool.
I do have a fan in there for airflow.
Sure.
It's not staying 80% humidity the whole time.
No.
But I that's not how I live. I don't live like that. when the plants are getting dry, the humidity does go down. Currently, it's just Hoyas, but it has been used as a prop cabinet, and mm-hmm. it has worked pretty well. If I need 100% humidity, what do? I put the plant in a Ziploc bag and put it in the cabinet.
Yep, 100%.
That's better.
Put it in a tote, put it in a bag,
Totes and bags are totally the way to go when you're propping.
Yeah.
I like that. But as far as having it be made of wood, it's made of wood. It's sure. not made of, like, quality wood.
Right.
It's, like, the veneer stuff, but, like, haven't had any issues. And I did paint it.
That's still better than, like, the particle board stuff, though, you know?
It's true. It's
like, if you go buy a $20 bookcase at Target, like... I'd be real careful about.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you have. For me, I've had, you know, not the worst, not bad luck at all, but,
right.
you know, I would not take a very nice, like, hutch.
Yeah.
And turn that into a plant cabinet.
I've considered it. I've, like, looked at, like curio cabinets.
I've also considered it, too.
But again, where I get hung up is, the glass. It's so restrictive for airflow.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just glass shelves, you can probably replace those with metal shelves.
Right. But that's, you know? Yeah, it just depends on how much you want to put into it.
Yeah, you can get creative with your storage solutions, by all means. If you're getting really wild and crazy and you have a lot of props, just totes. Totes and stack them and put lights in between.
Yeah.
Kara does that.
If you don't mind not seeing your plants all the time.
Well, if it's like, you know, you're putting a bunch of wet sticks and some moss.
Yeah.
Or you're, you know, making some Hoya babies grow. You don't need to see them. They can stay sealed.
Who was it?
But then you can stack your totes on top of each other.
There's somebody that had, like, similar panel lights to us. And they would just, like, put the panel light, like, on top of them.
Mm-hmm. And then you're also giving them heat.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that for, like, a safety, like, fire hazard. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would want a little bit more room in between.
We're not professionals.
And we don't advocate doing this. We're not giving you advice.
Our but lawyers. I've heard it works well.
Yeah, if you want to take that chance. Personally, what I would do, because Brennan has, you know, a pile of wood, I would have him just cut me, like, little wood squares or, like, little rectangles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could prop those on top of each of the ends of the tote.
Sure.
Stick my light in between. The light can probably rest on the plastic, no problem. Yeah. But then it creates, like, a little air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not barrier, but, like,
you do need air
layer.
With lights.
In between so that...
Which
yeah. then my next tote isn't sitting on my light,
mm-hmm.
and then you could, like, sandwich them, layer them, stack them that way,
mm-hmm.
or without putting lights in between at all, you could have lights on the sides. Like, if you put the totes in a corner, you could put lights on the sides of the wall, stick the totes in a corner, and then they get light from two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's not aesthetic, but it's practical.
Right. There's definitely creative ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I see people with, like, shelves that are below windows, and remember, if the plant can't see the sky, it's not getting any light.
Correct.
But depending on what the shelf looks like, you can always add grow lights to the bottom shelves that don't see the window.
Mm-hmm.
Use the top of the shelf to get plants high enough into the window, and then throw grow lights on what you can't use. Honestly, when I was in the depths of my plant addiction, I was looking for any way, any reason, any possibility to add more plants into my space. So
yeah, right now I'm not.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. I don't even want to say I have room for more because I could make room for more, but I don't want more.
Right.
Having taken off a lot of foliage on my plants in the tent for scale, it's nice because it feels like I have room.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means I can prioritize certain plants getting light where I know they're going to get light and where they're not just, like, off to the side in, like, the best possible situation. without being directly under it.
Sure, sure.
Plant of the week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sweet.
My plant of the week is going to be my philodendron white wizard from Adam, not dude, in Arizona. He sent me a top cut of his white wizard he named Dumbledore. And he's been doing great. I gave him just a little bit more light. And all of a sudden, he put out these giant leaves. I believe I also found some scale on him, so I gotta watch out. But I since moved him out of the tent up to the east window. And again, I'm getting, like, big plate leaves. And I was like, I didn't even know you could do this.
Yeah.
And he is still growing, you know, compact enough. Not like, you know, a leggy pink princess. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. He's been giving me good variegation. And it's cool. I like it.
Nice.
So congrats.
Mine's going to be, and I am bad because I actually don't know the full name of this one. It's a star aloe that I got from Mackie.
Oh, nice.
Our fall sale. Mackie basically just shoved a silver one in my hand and said, take it. You can do it. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
I can do it.
Because I haven't had the best luck with succulents. But it's been sitting on a windowsill all winter. I've watered it like twice all winter. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to try watering it. But today when I was looking at it, it has a pup. I know I'm something right.
Very nice.
So happy little dude.
I have also another aloe from Mackie from that same sale. And yeah. I water him just like any of my other tropicals. But he's also under one
right,
of those
you have it,
like, grow shop lights from Menards. So he's getting a butt ton of light.
Mine definitely went through I put it in a spot that it would go through a dormant phase for the winter. Yeah. But I think he's starting to wake up. We'll see.
Wait. Love it. Cool, cool. Yeah, I want to see a picture of that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Congrats to all our plants of the week. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. As always, join the Discord if you want to join our Discord community of plant enthusiasts, where we post our plant of the week pictures and memes and cat pictures and
just chat and talk and
other things.
Be cool people.
And shout out to Jenna, who came to see us at Live Band Karaoke the other day. We got to meet one of our listeners in person. That was really cool.
Yeah. If you have anyone else who's ever in the Minneapolis area, let us know. We'd love to say hi.
We'll take you to a plant shop or something.
There's a couple.
Plant shop, conservatory, you name it. Awesome possum. Or we can go look at the plants of the Nickelodeon universe at the Mall of America. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Go look at how many Pothos have mealybugs. It's an inside joke here. The Mall of America always has Pothos with mealybugs.
They have some bugs.
They just bugs. Can't eradicate it.
No. Nope.
A lot of plants, though. A lot of room. A lot of mealybugs.
Shit.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, stay rough.
Bye-bye.
Bye.